This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also St. Benedict of Moore Parish in the Hill District. And today we have the pleasure of featuring a beautiful program at Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland called FIAT. What does that mean and what it's all about? Simply put, FIAT means yes, and the program is named after this yes by our Blessed Mother. We'll hear more about this in a little bit. Joining us this morning is Nicole Powell. She is the principal at Oakland Catholic High School, along with Sarah Castanola. She is the campus minister, and we also have some school students with us. Welcome, everybody, to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
And can you, everyone, just introduce yourselves to our listeners this morning? Nikki?
Sure. Hi, I am Nikki Powell. I am the principal at Oakland Catholic High School. And prior to being principal, I was the assistant principal for 6 years.
Okay. Sarah?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah Castellano. I'm the new campus minister here at Oakland Catholic. I actually graduated from Oakland in 2016, and now I'm back to help the girls within campus ministry. So,
and we have our two students. Want to introduce yourselves, ladies?
Hi, I'm Samantha Bainbridge. I'm a senior at Oakland this year.
Hi, I'm Elisa Tolomeo, and I'm also a senior.
Okay, well, welcome, Samantha and Elisa. Great to have you part of our program here this morning. So, Nikki, can you explain to us what the FIAT program is at Oakland Catholic?
Sure. So, FIAT came about about 4 years ago. Myself and the current campus minister really recognized as our student population was becoming more diverse. We were having more students come from various school districts, from different grade schools, that we wanted to create a better sense of community and belonging with our freshman students, because transitioning to high school is difficult. But when you're transitioning to high school, you may be the only student from your prior school coming. It can be very, very scary. So we wanted to make sure that we had a program in place to support the students, to make sure that they had opportunities to become involved, not only with campus ministry and their faith, but with extracurricular activities. And the way we developed this program was we selected seniors to mentor the freshmen. So all of our students coming in, we divided them into groups of about 8 or 9 students and assigned a mentor or two to that group. So they would meet on their first day of school. They would meet about once or twice a month, and they would have different topics such as, again, how to become involved in the school community, how to really integrate faith and prayer life into your routine, if you will, into Oakland Catholic, but also touching upon some relevant topics for the students, such as social media and creating authentic relationships while they're here at Oakland Catholic.
So that's a great program. Now, Sarah, let's talk about, obviously, there has to be training for all this, about the summer training. The girls sign up. It's an entirely volunteer program, something that they want to do. Can you share with our listeners the prep period for the training sessions?
Yeah. So again, I just started in March. This is my first time kind of diving into FIAT. So the people before me definitely probably did it a bit differently, but kind of how I took it was we had 2 days after we did a pretty tedious interview process and acceptance. And the girls came at the end of their summers into school and they got to meet the other Fiat leaders and bond. So there was a decent amount of just like bonding and getting to know the team that they were going to be kind of like leading with and their co-leads, because 2 seniors lead 1 group of freshmen. But yeah, the training period, I had a view of mentorship basically that I wanted to kind of arm them with. And there's definitely spiritual aspects about that. There's like self-awareness aspects about that. And so a lot of things kind of play into it. So we kind of had 4 people come and give talks. So we had our chaplain at the time, Father Joe Freedy, kind of talked about what leadership looks like via being a follower of Christ. And so he kind of broke apart the Bible passage that we read from where we talk about fiat with the girls. And then we had Eric Campbell, who works for the diocese. He came in to talk about what that actually looks like in terms of acting that out with the students, with the freshmen, what that can look like to actually live a life of leadership and following Christ. And then Ellen Wilson from Renew the I Do came in and she kind of gave a really good synopsis of like what it means to be a mentor, like good boundaries, that kind of thing, because it can get pretty tricky. Because they're great leaders, but again, they are still in high school themselves too. So she kind of helped to guide them when they're sharing about a lot of things, yeah, just how to keep it a good and healthy time. And yeah, just some guidance on when to seek help and that kind of thing, so that it is a good program, right? So, and then I kind of gave just a talk about, yeah, how to really make it a home and to like bring them into it. So kind of just like this idea of like receptivity and hospitality, how to make their like group really feel like they're at home at Oakland Catholic. So we kind of talked about how we could do that and what that meant. And so after a day kind of bonding and prayer, the first day, the second day, we got kind of into those groups where we were able to plan out the specifics and then got like all the things that they would be talking about for the year as well.
Now, our students who are here with us this morning, Samantha and Alicia, were you part of the mentorship programs?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that like we were part of it and we definitely enjoyed like listening and everything. And I really learned a lot from what all the people had to say. And it just really put everything into perspective because I didn't really know like how much the training was going to be until I got here. And it was just a really good experience overall.
How about you, Samantha?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helped me learn kind of how I should be leading them. I had like a general sense of what the program was beforehand. I transferred in sophomore year, so I never got to experience it as a freshman. Mm-hmm. But that training definitely taught me like what I needed to be able to give the freshmen to make it successful.
So both of you benefited from this program, even though, Samantha, you've entered, like you said, in the sophomore year. It's still a new student, regardless, you know, freshman or sophomore. It's a little scary, you know, coming into a new site, new campus, new surroundings, and to have that comfort blanket, if you will, in a welcome mat. Obviously, that's really awesome. So what were you hearing from some of the students this year that just went through it?
My students really were stressed out about just not knowing people when they came here. Huh. And I feel like I was like that too when I was a freshman in Fiat, and I really enjoyed my Fiat mentor and what I learned. So it was really cool to like get to do it myself. And like a goal of mine for freshman year was to be a Fiat leader. And it was super cool that I am a Fiat leader now. But I would say that my students were definitely feeling like stress and a little bit lonely because like a lot of my students came from schools where nobody else came to Oakland. And it was just good to have a group of people that are feeling the same way so they could relate to them a lot more.
Yeah. And Nikki, do you want to touch on that about what you're hearing from the freshman class when they're coming in? Like, what are some of the butterflies and anxieties and fears that they would be experiencing?
Yeah. So I think it's equal parts excited and nervous. The biggest one, feeling that they don't know anybody else here at Oakland Catholic. And what over my years in interviewing the students to become mentors, they recognized that's how they felt coming in as a freshman, and they wanted to make it a more positive experience for the students coming in as freshmen. So it's or similar experiences to Sam, where they transferred in and just they had a great experience of feeling that welcome, that welcoming environment. So they also wanted to be, they wanted to provide that for somebody else because of what they received when they came to Oakland.
Yeah, I think this FIAT program is really wonderful that Oakland Catholic has this for incoming new students, because if you transfer in from a great school that you're the only one there, normally you have some friends cross over, but that might not be the case. And you're the only one from your former school. Yeah, it could be a little scary. And, you know, the first few days, everybody's pounding around with their classmates from their grade school. And then you have some Lone Rangers out there. So this program really helps welcome everybody. And I think that that's wonderful. And then the mentors are leading the pack. They're sharing their experiences because they were in that seat a year ago or a few years ago. So I think this is a wonderful program that Oakland Catholic has established, and kudos to everybody to put this together. So we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke from St. Benedict de Moore in the Hill District and St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And this morning we are focusing Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland and their wonderful program for incoming students called FIAT. FIAT is mean yes, named after our Blessed Mother. And I'm talking with Nikki Powell, the Oakland Catholic High School principal, and Sarah Castagnolo, our campus minister, and two students, Samantha and Elisa. So Sarah, let me just talk a little bit about the preparation. What's it like you to watch this process unfold for the seniors over the summer for the FIAT leaders? You want to share with that?
Yeah, it's been great. The application process was pretty tedious. They had to do a pretty in detail application. They had to have some teachers recommend them, and then they had to do an interview. And we actually had double the amount of students that we accepted apply. So it was pretty neck and neck there for a decent amount of time. But it was really great to finally solidify who we were choosing. We would take other teachers' recommendations as well. So we were really looking for outstanding students, not just academically, but in character. So the teachers would give like character descriptions about how the students acted in their class or in extracurriculars. And so we really did. We were able to grab and invite a decent amount of girls who are just really good role models and that we think could grow in this image of Mary in mentorship. So it's been really great to choose them, to like see them all the way through the application process, to choose them, for them to accept it, to work with them in our little training over the summer, and then to actually see them do really well with the freshmen. So by now we've had our freshman retreats. We had our freshman orientation where they met the girls and had their first little meeting with them, which I always think is a little intimidating. So they're pretty shy at the first go around, but then we had our full day with them on our freshman retreat, and the girls got to lead all of the activities. They would kind of be with them in small groups, in their FIAT groups, to pray, to do like activities. They had a competition where they did like a sing off with each other, which they really enjoyed. And it's just been really great to see, what the hope that you kind of see with them in the application. You can kind of see them building on that, the senior mentors, and how they lead the girls. And it's just really, I mean, I'm very proud of all the FIAT leaders as they step up. Especially their senior years are not easy years. Like they're applying for college, you know, like there's a lot of, their schoolwork is pretty tough the first semester as well. So there's a lot of things going on in their lives, and they're really prioritizing those two continually throughout the year to welcome these girls and to walk with them. So We're actually headed into our third Fiat meeting this Friday. So we've talked, we had our retreat on New Beginnings. We talked about what like healthy friendships look like. And we're going to continue kind of that into like walk of prayer and faith life this Friday. But yeah, I'm really proud, and it's been really beautiful to see both the seniors grow and the freshmen come out of their shells a little bit and just really make friends with their Fiat leaders and have a good time as well.
I want to ask our leaders now, Elisa and Sam, give us a little experience about your love of God and your experience. This is your big year, your senior year, and this is your way of giving back. Elisa, you want to start your experience?
My experience with Fiat, I just love the whole idea of Fiat and what it means. And it just means so much to me, especially since freshman year. I was one of those people that I only had one other girl come from my school. And it was just a lot for me just to have that group of people. And now I get to be a mentor. And I just use like my love of God and I channel it into the girls and when I give them my talks. And when we talk about friendships and healthy relationships and new beginnings and how that all connects to God and how those relationships and new beginnings, like in the end, they strengthen your relationship with God. And that happened to me freshman year. Like it was just a really good experience. And now I get to share that with my freshmen.
That's great. Samantha?
Yeah, I mean, to know that you're not alone as a freshman in high school, I think is a really big thing. And to be able to be there for a whole group of freshmen that maybe didn't have anybody or don't have any older sisters, or, you know, they're coming in completely by themselves, and to be able to offer them that kind of like lifeline is really important to me. And to be able, like, even just to show them that there are people who care about them and are there for them and, you know, will help them if they reach out and if they need it was really important to me. And to be able to let them know that even, you know, if they don't feel like there's people there, you know, there's God and you can pray and there are relationships there for you that you may not see initially, but once they start to grow and you get more comfortable, they're there.
Now, Samantha, you were saying that you came in as a sophomore, and Elisa, when you started your freshman year, there was only one other girl from your old school. So you both have similar experiences of butterflies and nervousness. And so you bring that personal experience. And now as a senior, you're leaders. So the girls that are in your groups now, you can kind of give back, so to speak, and relate to them. And is it helpful for you to share your personal experiences with them? And do you see them, you know, getting much advice from you? Samantha, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think sharing my experience with them has definitely been helpful. You know, I feel like a lot of times, you know, seniors are these like kind of big, scary, like don't approach them, don't talk to them. Like they seem so much older, but we're not. And I feel like relating to them is really important. And that kind of helps build that relationship and like letting them know that we've been there, we've experienced it. Like it gets better, it gets easier. People are there for you. Like I think that's really important.
Lisa?
Yeah, what Sam said, basically, like with the seniors, like whenever I remember when I was a freshman, I was like afraid of the seniors. And like now that I am one, like it's just like, I was just like full circle. But like, yeah, what she said is like there is someone for you and there is help. And like the seniors aren't that intimidating. Like, but yeah, like, and it's just good to share my experiences with them because I see when like, I talk to them, like they definitely relate to like them. And like whenever they're telling me things, and I'm like, oh yeah, I was there too. And they're just like, wow, like you were? And like, they're like, you seem so much older. And I'm like, yeah, but only 4 short years ago to like today, I was with you guys, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And how quickly those 4 years go by, you know, when you come in as a freshman or a sophomore, you're like, wow, those seniors seem much older and wiser. And then when you are in that vote, so to speak. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm not that old. And I look at my own, I'm 21 years as a priest, and I can't believe I've been ordained 21 years. And I'm like, boy, I'm like a middle-aged guy now. I'm not no more rookie, and I'm not an old guy yet either, thank goodness. But it's just like how fast time goes. And I can remember in my high school years, those were really fun times, but they're also challenging times too. And I think this fiat program that Oakland Catholic has is so good, because there's so much anxieties and fears and pressures, and you're coming into a new school, and you might not have a lot of people that you know. And but you, a fiat program, what the two of you are doing now as a mentor is to be commendable. So congratulations, and thank you for doing that. You're making a difference. And to Sarah and Nikki, thank you for helping. And I think hopefully other schools can really, you know, maybe do something like this too, because as we all know, high school is not easy. And but the FIAT program definitely, as Mary was in a very difficult, scary situation, she said yes. She said yes to the Lord. So we're going to take a break. Thank you to Nikki Powell, Sarah Castanello, and our students, Samantha and Alicia, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. In this week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are now in the first weekend of November, and the readings throughout November turn to the end of times. We're now in the final few weeks of the liturgical season before we start the season of Advent. And all the readings this weekend affirm that life is not the end, and it's through grace that we have eternal comfort and hope. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus teaches us that no one knows the exact time when the end will come, but the Sadducees are denying that there is a resurrection. But Jesus gives the Sadducees and all of us hope that there's life after death. And God is the God of all living, and our Lord is always faithful to all of us. So as we are now in the end of times, the end of the liturgical season, the first weekend of November, let us not be fearful, but faithful, and live each day to the fullest. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. And Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic Education, including Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Once again, thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.